special responsibilities for teaching and preaching. He travels widely as a conference, retreat, and workshop leader in a number of diverse national and international settings. He has authored seven books, including Journey of the Spirit, which was awarded Best Christian Book of the Year in South Africa in 2003. The Upper Room in the United States has also published his most recent books, A Lion in My Shoes and The Way of Transforming Discipleship. His interests include watching sport, walking, discovering new places, reading widely, and
We dare preach or teach or make resolutions or evangelize until we have listened to the groan.
Our sins washed.
gave me a word. He said, Trevor, when you go back to South Africa, every time you teach and preach and serve your people, never forget that every person sits next to their own pool of tears. We grow inwardly. We carry here today, we carry not only the groan of our personal wounds, we here today carry the groans of our nations. Have you got the ticket? Can we hear the groans? The pain of our divided world is present in this sanctuary now. And this is what the church is called to do. The church is the place where the world's pain can be focused and concentrated and held in God's presence and maybe even healed.
And I can
about my life and my country, and maybe in that moment just a little flame of reconciliation amongst the nations. Have you got the tickets? Have you got the tickets? There is one more road. It is the deepest road of all. Within the groaning of the world, within the groaning of the church, there is the groan of God. Verse 26. In the same way the Spirit helps us in our weakness, we do not know what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit Himself intercedes for us with groans that words cannot express. Just two thoughts before I end. Our picture of God is so important. It determines everything. Everything. Our picture of God determines how we relate to each other, to our world. You see, does this make sense? Our picture of God, our theology, it rubs off on us. We become like the God we worship. And sometimes I think of the national, international leaders, and I look at their lives and I wonder, who is the God they worship? George Bush has a certain picture of God. Saddam Hussein has a picture of God. Nelson Mandela has a picture of God. And it rubs off on them. The great British theologian William Temple once said that when our picture of God is false, the more religious we get, the worse it becomes, and it would be better if we were atheists. Paul introduces us to a God who groans. Bette Midler sings, "From a distance, God is watching us." Nice song, bad theology. God comes, shares our life, and groans. Jesus, the perfect image of God, weeps with Mary and Martha. This is what God is like. Longing now is to relieve the pain of God as God suffers in God's people. We relieve God's pain. Dietrich Bonhoeffer, wonderful German theologian, once asked the question, can we stand with God in God's hour of grief? This is God's hour. Praying a prayer that resonates with the heart.
dormitories.
Amen.
There is a prayer meeting going on in your heart right now. There is a prayer meeting going on 24/7 right at the heart of this conference right now. And it's God the Spirit who's praying.
Something has happened.